representatives of the city of Kiel, dear speakers, moderators, and all of our guests, welcome. So, my name is Esra Kat. I'm the Network and Development Coordinator at the Race Europe, and I'm in charge of our Zero Waste Cities program. And it's my privilege and pleasure to welcome you today for our international conference on Zero Waste Cities. So we are really excited to learn and share with you today the key elements and the path towards Zero Waste that many cities in Europe are taking towards Zero Waste. So this conference was motivated by the recently kickstarted journey of the city of Kiel towards Zero Waste, and we believe indeed that this could be a key milestone in Germany for such a holistic approach. So seeing so many of you today remind us how much we are all of us here striving for change when it comes to waste and resources. I think it's exciting and scary at the same time. It might also mean that we measure the size of the problem that we need to address. So, just a few words about Zero Waste. So, we are the pan-European organization specializing in waste resources from local to European level, from prevention to disposal, and we also engage in the global environmental policy when it comes to European dimension. So, how we do this? Together with our 31 member organizations in Europe, we coordinate. We also engage in changing European policy. You probably all heard the recently approved single-use plastic directive. We have been very active on this topic, for example. And together with our members, we also play a role of mentoring and monitoring municipalities around Europe who are engaging in this journey towards Zero Waste. And we also connect actually with waste professionals, businesses, communities who also support that transition. So we're going to talk a lot about Zero Waste, and there's a few ways to define it. The one that we'd like to keep in mind today as the framework for this conversation is the peer-reviewed definition from ZWIA, that is the Zero Waste International Alliance. It's a technical body where most organizations, including Zero Waste Europe and our global network, are involved. So I just want to say this very quickly. In any case, we will have a few presentations and we will go back to this idea. So indeed, we talk about conservation of resources by responsible production consumption. And the key element is without burning and remove discharges to land, water, or air that might frighten the environment or human health. Keep this definition in mind and you'll see how this can happen and happen already on the local level. So, to dive into this topic today, we call this conference Zero Waste Cities because actually that definition is already put in practice by 400 municipalities in Europe. They have actively engaged, and some of them are here today. And what is quite specific in our approach is that it is supported by a network of local and national Zero Waste organizations. So it's really a partnership between communities and local authorities. And when I say those model fundraisers and best practices, one of our members was telling me recently that his city became a waste tourism destination. Most of the examples that we have here promote the good side of Europe abroad. So we indeed have this role of modeling the new way or better way to manage our resources. So to dive into this topic, we are very lucky today to have a set of high-level experts, practitioners, and activists. So we have 21 speakers from 10 countries, and I already want to thank all of them to be here today. So how are we going to dive into this topic? We'll start with a keynote to understand the state of Zero Waste today, and then we will have a first panel with an overview of the Zero Waste strategy. Then we will dive into the question of organic waste, and you will see why it's so fundamental to working. Before addressing the question of economic incentives, and then finishing our conference with climbing up the risk hierarchy, talking more about reuse, redesign, prevention, and rethinking. As you can see, we have a very ambitious agenda for those who have the chance to read it. And I think it's one of our challenges today, a collective challenge, is going to be timekeeping. So I'm not saying this because we're in Germany, being French, we're always late. But I want already to apologize for the frustration that this conference is going to generate. We won't have the time to ask all the questions. We won't have the time to address all the nitty-gritties of the zero-waste strategy. So please use the break to go and speak to people. We're going to share the slides with all of you. So I also want to thank the speakers. We harassed them saying, you have 10 minutes. So again, sorry for maybe rushing you, but yeah, the idea is to give you the first overview so that later you can dive in. So again, apologize for this. And in any case, I want also to redirect you to one of our online resources at ZeroWasteRep. We have compiled most of the best practices. They're documented. So I very much invite you to write down this website. As you can see, we have toolkits and documentation, webinars that we organize once a month. So if you want to keep diving in it, that's the place to go. So I'm actually always frustrated when I go to conferences because, you know, you go there, you hear the people, but you will hear a lot from us, but we actually don't know who you are. So I'm not going to do a rounded introduction of 150 people. That would be fun. But what I would like to know is actually who's in the room. So it's very simple, and it's quite a nice morning stretching thing. You just have to raise your hand, and you can actually use this thing to really stretch. But I would like first to know how many of you are from the city of Kiev. Wow. So how many of you are from Germany, but another city? Great. And how many of you are from abroad? I think there's quite a good balance, which I'm really happy with. The second thing is, when you signed up for the conference, you were asked if you were signing up as a local authority, academia, business, citizen. So also to get a sense of who's in the room, who signed up here as a local authority? Why are you shy? It's all fine. Okay. Yes, great. So, as a business? Yeah. Then we had associations and NGOs. Wow. It already gives a perspective of who's really active on the topic. Just saying. And also some of you signed up as academia. So please use the time of the break to go and talk to people that you don't know. Most of you are here because you're interested in the topic. Most of you are here because you're doing exciting and very useful things on the topic. So make sure you go, you talk to speakers, and you also talk to each other. So before handing over to my colleagues from ZeroWaste Kiel, our co-organizers, I would like again to thank the City of Kiel for hosting us and all of you for being here. So a warm welcome to everyone, and let's have a very inspiring and on-time day. Thank you very much.